Here, regarding the bare mind, separate from its objects, which of the five aggregates is it? Presumably, even this mind is impermanent, yes? Yep. That's impermanent also. But but what it does is give a window on a window of opportunity for freedom, a window of opportunity for stillness and peace. So that, and you know, it's not when we speak of the mind, the five aggregates or body, sort of is the physical aspect, and one can see that that is separate. But when we speak of the mind, within the five aggregates, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness, you can't really separate it out. It isn't really completely discrete and standing alone. So there is a series of questions and answers with a senior monk, Mahakotita, with Sariputta, and he asks, you know, is feeling, perception, and consciousness, are these conjoined or disjoined? Can they be described separate from each other? Sariputta says, the feeling, perception, consciousness, these are conjoined, they're not disjoined, they can't be. You use language as a tool to describe function so that you can pay attention in different ways, but the reality is that they're bundled up together, and there's those different aspects of experience conjoined together, and that constitutes the mind.